Like, I don't like that type of rapping. Like, I want to hear them, like, rap, like, fill up all that space.
Still kind of like, I don't really get the feeling of Spider-Man. Still felt like Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe.
27 songs, just to me, that is way too much. Great question, Bill. Just couldn't get to it.
It is what it is. Because I don't drink water. I'm horrible at drinking water.
You gotta drink water, bro.
I fucking hate it. If it's room temperature, then I'll grab one and drink it.
Really?
Yeah, because I gotta drink it fast. I don't enjoy drinking water.
I love water.
So, like, if it's cold, it's like I'm not enjoying it. It's not like it's flavorful and you want it, like, cold. I just want to chug it to get it over with.
They actually say room temperature water is better than cold water for you.
Yeah, I just heard that. Yeah. Especially when you're real hot. Like, they say not to drink, like, cold water.
Really?
I got both. I got some in the fridge and I got some just sitting out, and just whatever I'm feeling, don't matter. Like, I can do both. I don't really care.
I gotta do cold for the most part. I can't really do too much.
If all they have is cold, I can drink it. Yeah. But sometimes I'll just leave it out for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, drink it and chug it.
That's the best, is whenever you get a cold water but you leave it out and then you drink it. Like,
yeah, so
later.
It's not like hot, but it's like that perfect little
mixture.
You
know what's the best is when you're dehydrated, like after you get drunk one night, and then the next day, you get a water, like, get a water that big, and you chug that bitch. That shit will just go down.
I usually do that, the same night whenever we get home or something. Like, I'll still drink water. Pedialyte also.
How's that?
I heard Pedialyte helps a lot, too.
Yeah, that shit will fucking bring you back to life.
I've never tried it, but I heard it's real nasty, though.
Yeah. You get used to it, but, I mean, I drink the shit out of it because I don't drink water.
I don't know why you don't drink water. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, water's good. I mean, I can't drink water like that.
I don't ever think about it.
I need water out of a water bottle.
Well, see, I ran out of water bottles, but I got water and lemon in here.
Okay.
It tastes good. Because I was getting tired of water. Like, I was drinking so much water, I was just like, bro, like, I need something else. Like, I wanted to call it, like, boring. Like, just drinking water,
you just
I was
get
like,
bored.
Ugh, like,
especially when you're eating food, I can't fucking drink water with that. I need something carbonated.
It just feels like plain, just kind of, after a while, too. So, my wife was like, I put lemon in mine, and then I was like, oh, yeah. And so, then it changes the flavor immediately, because now I can go from that to water, just that or regular water, and then kind of mix those two, and yeah, that way the taste doesn't, well, the fucking just plain water doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't go good with anything.
No, yeah, I hate whenever, like, at first it does. When you're first trying to be healthy, like, when you're first eating, I'm going to just drink water, it does kind of, you almost trick yourself that it goes good with everything. And after, like, the fourth, fifth day, you're all like, this is, I can't, like, what, like, there's nothing. Like,
you realize you've been lying to yourself.
Yeah, like, my stomach's going to hurt, like, I'm just going to be drinking a lot of water, like, I'm not even going to enjoy the food, I need something else. So, yeah, I just drink it with lime after that.
Lime. I never was a fan of the lemon in the water. When they asked me, do you want lemon?
I can't do it. I'm it makes it even worse.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the lemon
in
the water.
I wasn't at first, but, like, it's after you start drinking a lot of water and you start to go, like, all right, I need something else. And you just, because you don't want to go back to sugar. So you get lemon and it just.
I guess I just don't like whenever there's, like, a hint of a flavor. I don't like that.
There's no hint. This tastes pretty strong. Like, you taste the lemon and water. I know what you mean.
And I just want, like, lemonade.
It's not
like. But you like that. What is it? That
Topo Chico's.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but
like
it doesn't taste like that. No, this has way more flavor than Topo Chico, like, by a lot. For real, it does. Like, it has a lot more flavor than Topo Chico, for sure.
Yeah, I'd probably rather have that than the Topo Chico.
Yeah, I mean, I love Topo Chico, but, like, this just water and lemon. Like, it tastes really good. Mm-hmm. My mom used to do that a lot, and I'd be like, you're crazy. I don't know why I do that shit. And then now I'm like, that shit's really good.
Like, can you drink Dailies?
Dailies?
Yeah.
Daily.
Or Daily?
That's Daily.
What is it called?
I don't know. What is it called?
The Daily Double from McDonald's?
No. what the fuck? Am I getting it completely wrong?
Yeah.
That beer.
Daily. I don't know, bro.
Damn it. What the fuck is it called? It's going to bug me if I don't think about it.
Bailey's?
My cousin drinks it. No, not that.
Oh, Dailies. I don't know what it is.
I was like, shit, I was right. I don't know. Fuck, it's like one of those, like,
computer right now.
Those fucking, man, what do you call it?
The Dailies.
Yeah, I got to pull out the phone on this one.
Put it up. Oh, I've never heard of the Dailies, but what are you talking, while you're pulling it up, what are the Dailies? What's the Daily about?
It's because that kind of has, like, that nasty flavor also. It almost tastes like.
No, like a frozen Bahama or something like that?
Oh, that's what that shit is. No, I'm not thinking of that. What is this
shit? Like a margarita shit?
Yeah, that's my mother-in-law drinks those. What the fuck? I think every mother-in-law
probably Truly. Drinks a frozen cocktail.
Truly's. Oh, the seltzers?
Yeah.
Oh, the seltzers. Yeah. Just say that, bro. Dailies. Yeah.
I couldn't think of the fucking any of the words.
He said dailies.
Out
yeah.
of the seltzers, I like the High Noon. It's a vodka seltzer. Have you had that?
I never.
It's
heard
in the
of
same
that.
Ballpark as like the Truly's and whatever else seltzers there are.
I saw Bang put out
a seltzer.
Well, it's kind of like a. It kind of reminds me of like the same concept of like a Four Loko, because it's like an alcoholic drink, but it's a Bang.
Oh, Bang. I had the Topo Chico, the seltzer. It was all right. It wasn't too bad.
What's it taste like?
Topo Chico and just. It tastes
alcohol,
like
tequila.
It has a little bit of it, yeah.
You should try. You could probably get it somewhere on 7th Street or somewhere. Like they have a Topo Chico drink, but they make it to an alcoholic drink though. Mm. But it's tequila though. I don't know if you're a big fan of tequila. Nah. They pour like tequila in there.
Fuck.
And
silver.
Then, like, dress it up. Yeah.
Fuck no.
Nah, I still
pass.
But still, yeah, like, yeah. I could just tell it probably sounds really harsh.
I can't do whiskey, tequila, vodka, no, that shit. Mm-hmm.
Which, those Truly's, though, you know, well, the seltzers, they have more alcohol than actual beer does, so they get you more fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
I've tried them before, and I just couldn't do it. I've tried, like, the different flavors.
The wild berry on the Truly ain't bad. I mean, I've had it a few times. The wild berry isn't bad.
Yeah.
But try the High Noon, though. I like the High Noons. They're good. The vodka seltzer.
I think I've only had White Claw and I think I had one of the Bud Light ones.
White Claw. I was trying to think of that White shit. Claw, I see those all like at work around the TCU area. That's all you see is fucking White Claw cans.
Just bottles
everywhere.
I mean,
it's
cans
the
everywhere.
Starbucks of the alcoholic drinks. Like it's every even if you could go like it's nasty, like doesn't matter.
Yeah, everyone
it does.
That.
Yeah, everybody.
All the college
that.
Kids like all the seltzer, especially White Claw and Truly's.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I see right are all those cans and. I thought it used to be like Keystone, you know, like the cheap.
Yeah, that was.
And you could buy in like bulk, but yeah now it's all fucking.
But I think they
got
that
more money than what
for like
what
beer pong too and shit. Keystone, I don't think they play beer pong. With
I don't
the
know. I feel like now. Keystone. I feel like it's now being transitioned more into sales like those because like those feel more like friendly to like. Because it's not beer. You know, you hear Celsius Keystone and then you hear beer. Nasty. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like now they're switching.
Those were only good for fucking shotguns. Those
are disgusting.
Oh, yeah, all we did was use that shit for beer pong.
You can't drink this shit out of that, though. Keystone and Bud Ice.
Bud Ice.
Because yeah, that's the Bud only ice. Thing that they still made 40s in. Yeah, Bud Ice and then MD 2020.
I remember that shit.
I can't even fucking smell that shit
I
anymore, man.
All that shit, dude. Do we? Yeah, we fucking.
Yeah, try it out, man. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Got a good flavor. Yeah.
It's good. It's good Fort Worth whiskey.
Shout out to Javier.
Yeah, shout out to Javier.
Shout out Javi.
For the peach flavor. Can you taste the peach in there?
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you I tried like a few weeks ago, I tried the Dana White whiskey, the banana whiskey, the Hollerhead.
I didn't even know you had one.
Yeah, it's his whiskey. It's called Hollerhead, Hower Head.
It's pretty good.
I took a shot of it. It was pretty good.
Was it strong?
Was it bad? Yeah, of course it was strong, yeah. Well, for me, like, I'm not the biggest fan of whiskey, so for me it was strong. I was like, good. But it was good, though. We took a shot of it. Yeah,
I don't like taking shots of whiskey. I feel like that's kind of a waste.
Yeah.
What about, like, even Crown, too?
So you have to drink it?
Yeah. I don't like, yeah. I like, this right here is the only way that you're really going to get the flavor of it.
Really?
But even with, not with ice, though, in it, because ice kind of waters it down, right?
I can... I don't like drinking it warm.
Need it neat.
Because that's more of like scotch, right? Where they drink it just like kind of. I have some scotch and I've never opened it.
Scotch is disgusting.
Yeah,
is it?
I don't like it.
Yeah. All this shit is disgusting to me.
I fucking took. I've took shots of Crown. Maybe like I probably had like two or three shots of Crown one time with guys from work. We were at a bar. We got out early, and bro, I threw up on the dance floor. You know, we took shots of Crown, and they were warm.
I can't fucking do it.
And it was warm.
Fuck that.
And they, you know, they fucking, that's what they like to drink. So they were just offering it. They were buying it. Like, you want one? So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'll take one. You know, you're buying. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to refuse it.
You
but
feel every
but warm,
bit of it.
Yeah. Warm shots of Crown. I took like three of them. We were on the dance floor, and I was like, I can't hold this shit. And I just threw up on the dance floor. But there were so many people that I was like, nobody noticed. I was like, okay.
Fuck, that's nasty.
Dancing and throwing up.
So I just went to the bar and got water and just. And I started drinking again. But not Crown, though. I started
drinking again.
Not Crown, though. I can't do shots of Crown. Unless it's Crown Apple. Crown Apple actually tastes really good, though. Crown Apple. And
there was, damn it, what was it? Somebody mixed something with some Crown Apple, and it tasted like a caramel apple. I don't remember what it was.
Crown and Sprite is good. Crown and Seven. Crown Apple and Sprite is pretty good.
Caramel, like something?
I don't know. I want to say it was like a liquor that was flavored like
caramel, maybe yeah. Like syrup type of way. Like some
probably. But that didn't taste bad. But Crown yeah, Apple still, bad. I mean, no.
Just
not
regular
no
Crown.
Straight Crown.
Regular Crown, especially warm. No.
I'm Crown Maple. That. Is like the worst fucking thing I've ever tasted.
Isn't that Crown syrup like?
Tastes like syrup. Yeah, but syrup. It's not even that good. Like,
doesn't
it's
blend
just,
good.
No, it's fucking gross.
They also have the Peach Crown, which I don't think I've ever tried.
I think we have a bottle of it, but mm-hmm. I don't know. What is this? Peach?
That's
yeah, peach flavored whiskey.
See, this one's not bad.
I remember when I was on keto, they were like, we can't have beer on keto. But at the time, like, I was going out a little bit more. Like more frequently than
pretty good.
And I remember on keto my mom was like, you can only have like I think it was vodka or liquor, like don't you can have white
tequila
I don't remember what it was.
Vodka probably it isn't that vodka. Like the
vodka
healthier.
Is
yeah I guess it's the vodka
they say vodka is nothing but watered down ethanol.
Okay,
so. And I learned that from this distillery. The owner told me that.
I don't know if it's vodka or tequila. I don't know, it was one of those. Either way, I went to the bar, and I remember what's going on with you, Anthony, and a few other, like two or three other people. We went. It was a Friday night, because I remember Joe was like, dude, it's not packed Friday. Let's go on Friday. So, all right, cool, I'll go. So, I got a mixed drink, and I told Anthony, I was like, which one do you get? And I got what he got, but I got a Diet Coke. So
he gets Crown. Well, he used to drink Crown and Coke. He used to get Crown and Coke all the time.
No, because it was a different one. It wasn't Crown. Okay, well, either way, I got that, and I remember getting the drink, and when I drank it, like, something went up where I bit on it, and, like, it just tasted nasty.
Something about ice?
No, it wasn't ice. It just tasted like when I bit, I was like, oh. And I could have sworn it was black. And I remember, like, I don't know what it was, but I remember thinking in my head, like, damn, bro. Like, I know these motherfuckers, like, wash the cups.
Oh, so, I wanted to say something. Go ahead. Sorry.
So I was like, I was thinking, like, what if somebody, like, used that, like, as an ashtray or something and left, like, a little part in there and I fucking drank that shit, bro. So I was mentally sick the whole night. Like, and even so right now, like, what you were talking about that, like, I had thought about drinking that.
So you think you drank a cigarette?
I think I drank, like, somebody who, like, a cigarette, like, ash, the ashes from it.
Oh,
like
an ash?
Yeah.
Ugh. By the way, what I was going to say, though, have you seen them, how they wash the cups at a bar? Have you seen it? I don't know.
At the bar.
Yeah, like, they have, like, a big bottle. It looks like it's vitamins, but they're like, blue tablets, and they throw the tablets in there. So they, like, stick it in water or stick it in soap. Then they stick it in there. Then they stick it in water. Then they just take it out. And it's, like, it's probably, like, a 10-second.
So there's no actually, like, scrubbing in it.
No, but I was thinking, I was like, why don't we at home use that more? Fucking just how quick that would be for people at home to do that.
Probably expensive instead of, as fuck to install into your house.
No, it's just a tablet. All you need is, like, two sinks.
Oh, gotcha.
They're just tablets. They look like vitamins. You know what I mean?
Do you think that might be a better?
I mean, I'm very like how quick this shit is.
Yeah, but
obviously, if it has like residue on there, But these people are just using it to drink real quick and giving it back.
Yeah.
So they're not really having much.
I couldn't know if I do it in my house just because, like, I'm very, like, I don't, like, my wife uses the dishwasher a lot. Like, she washes, but she uses the dishwasher, and I can't use the dishwasher. Like, I have to scrub it and clean it myself.
I do,
but I don't feel it's clean. And then it's like, and then it dry them out, and then put them, like, I just can't, or I just won't feel like it's clean.
Before, I get what you're saying, because I'm the same way, but after I wash them, then I stick it in the dishwasher then. Like,
yeah,
I
have to I'm get, fine with that, yeah.
Yeah, I have to get all the residue same. Off myself, because I'm like, all right, I got to get all this shit off. But what's good, but what I do, though, is right when I'm done eating, I go and I get all the residue off already, right when I'm done eating, when the food is fresh, you know?
Yeah,
like, much easier to get off, instead of you let it cake up on there for, like, a day or two. Then it's like, now you're really scrubbing.
I'm guilty of both, not gonna lie.
So now I just try to go and just don't be lazy and just go knock it off real quick, and then that's it.
And then
after you do that, then you can just stick it in the dishwasher.
Yeah,
then. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
No, I get lazy.
Just the thought. Yeah,
I'll leave it on there and let it fucking, I'll soak it, I'll put some hot water in there.
What I am guilty of too, and I don't know, people are going to call me stupid and crazy. Like, if it's been sitting there for so long, I'll just throw it away.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Like, the fucking, like, the Tupperware, I'm like, I'm not even going to mess with
We've
that.
We've done that.
I'm just going to go throw it away.
It depends how many days.
Like, if it has cheese in there or something and my dumbass leaves it in there, I throw it away.
Well, if we don't wash it after, like, 3 days, like, and there's fucking whatever, it's just moldy and stuff. Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to eat off that shit no more, you know?
I just don't want to, like, take it and I don't want to smell it, like, all gag.
Or no, like, I know that this shit's not really cleaned as clean as I wanted it
to. I'll just be like, all right, sorry, I just throw it away.
Yeah, we've trashed a lot of shit.
Just in case I know you weren't in the frame whenever, but just in case.
Damn, I do feel like I'm like way far back.
You are.
You might have been out of frame for a good minute. I don't even know now.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought maybe I was the only one. I know Will Billiam. Billiam's told me he's done that before. Yeah.
No shit.
Tell him you're in Dallas.
See, I'm with family right now. Dinner.
God, they don't give a shit about that.
They go, "That's what's up. What time can you be here?"
Right. So
cool.
You coming?
Bring them.
Yeah.
They know how to fix this.
They really need to.
What you say about Billiam?
Oh, no, I was going to say Bill has done the same thing. He told me he's thrown away, like, Tupperware before. Mm. And I'm like, I felt bad, but somebody's giving me some cheese dip from just a friend. And first of all, I didn't eat the cheese dip. And I just left it sitting there for maybe, like, 3 weeks. And I didn't give it back to them because I threw it away. I threw everything away, the Tupperware, too. So if they have to ask about it, I'll just probably be like, hey,
well, how long has it been?
Maybe like 2 months. They haven't asked about it, so
I don't think they'll ask.
I'm guessing maybe they just wanted me to keep the Tupperware, which I just threw it away.
Unless they see this.
They got at a Christmas party, like, that's my boy Joe over there. He's gonna get my Tupperware soon.
Yeah. No, Joe's like, fuck. Threw it away. I was like, I'm not cleaning this shit.
But most people don't really expect it back, I don't think.
Nah, my mom does.
My mom, I'm about to say, except for my mom, yeah.
my mom wants my back.
My mom might be like, you better get it back to me. Okay. But other than that, yeah. If we give Tupperware to anybody besides like my mom or like my brother, like, I should expect not to get it back.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't really think about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. So that's why I just give them plate with.
Yeah, just plate foil. With foil. Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way.
Because I mean, you can keep that.
Yeah.
I got no problem. Don't return that shit to me.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, before we go into this new Kanye album, I have a quick question. Is that the guy who was in the original Kickboxer with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No, this is.
That dude right there? That looks just like him. You know what I'm talking about? Let me pull this guy up.
I know you're talking about.
And then I want to like look like.
Yeah, you can.
So
look
those
up.
Are not actors right there.
Yeah, they are. But this is from an old movie,
like the
Seven 50s? Samurai.
Yeah, is that dude from Kickboxer?
No, this would have been way before.
This is before, bro. Time. This is what George Lucas got
Do
inspired
you know
on.
Who I'm talking
to
about.
Make Star Wars, and Star Wars came out in the '70s.
Well, that
yes.
Seven Samurai came out in 1954.
This is the guy I'm thinking of right here.
Get the fuck out of here, Joe. No, it kind of looks like him, though, a little bit.
I mean, they have a resemblance.
But he looks older on here, though.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Before we get into the Donda, did you guys see the Spider-Man trailer?
Donda. I heard about it. Is it good?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You see it? Did you see it?
I saw it.
All right, can we watch it so we can give a little review before we jump into Donda?
I don't remember it. I saw it that day that you were playing it.
All right, we'll put it on right here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot you left. It came out the day after... We recorded last week, right?
I don't know.
No, the day we recorded. No, I don't remember either.
I had no idea that Tom Holland, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know his chick was Zendaya.
Yeah.
I didn't know they went out.
They just started, I think, a few months ago, maybe.
Damn.
All right, we'll skip.
He's making his return.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right.
Stupid.
So what'd y'all think of the Spider-Man trailer?
Look dope.
You know what it's about?
No.
Multiverse.
Yeah. So it pretty much is they're opening up the multiverse in the Spider-Man. In the Marvel Universe, they've been opening it up from WandaVision, the show, and then they opened it up in Loki, the show, and now they're opening it up here in Spider-Man. And so the multiverse opens up, but apparently, like, it clashes with different verses. So that's when it's going to clash with Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. And then those villains are going to come from those universes to try to fight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you see Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man, the original.
Yeah.
And then when you see the Green Goblin's grenade, that's Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin coming out. Then you see Sandman on there from the original Spider-Man. Then you see Jamie Foxx's Electro. You see a little bit of him in there. And then what people say, either Venom or Lizard.
I was going to say, is Venom in?
Yeah, Venom or the Lizard, Daredevil in the movie as well. And then they said.
Ben Affleck?
No, not Ben Affleck. Uh-huh, the one from Netflix.
Thank God.
The Netflix show Daredevil. Uh-huh. And then I forgot what other characters on there, but.
But so the other Spider-Man will be in this
movie
too?
Yeah, they're all going to be in there, yeah.
And this one?
In this one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I've heard Miles Morales, which is the. I think he's Puerto Rican.
The guy from the multiverse mm-hmm. show?
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
The movie? Yeah, yeah. I heard he's supposed to be in it. Mm. Yeah, I thought the trailer looks pretty good. I think I wanted more, obviously, like, just because all the hype around it for months, at least in the nerd world, has been, like, so many expectations because there's been so many rumors about, like, what's going to happen. And so a lot of people were, like, wanting more. But I think seeing Dr. Octopus in there, you kind of go, like, okay. Like,
no, yes, that
yeah. Like, okay, you don't have to show me Toby or Andrew.
So you saw him,
yeah.
That did it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, once you saw, well, it gave me the like the feeling of like, okay, like
yeah, there gave you the assurance, yeah, that it's going to be
The multiverse is going to happen, mm-hmm. and I didn't need to see them in the trailer or nothing. Like,
would you rather see like the Toby Maguire Spider-Man instead of the villain? Or, you know, one of the other Spider-Men?
Oh, like in the trailer?
Yeah.
No, instead of a villain? I think yes at first, but I think. Like, in reality, I wouldn't have. Like, because I think if I would have seen it, I would have been like, that's dope. But then I would have been like, yeah, I wish they would have saved this for the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have been mad about it. So I'm glad that they...
I think they should have saved maybe who's probably the original Spider-Man then. Mm-hmm. Because he's been out the longest. Yeah. So maybe seeing him like a old face, like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Since it's been so long since we've seen him and we see him in a new Spider-Man, I think that would have been more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it would have been dope, but I think it would have... There would have been complaints about it after the, like, damn, that's dope. There would have been kind of like, well, what did they show it for?
Yeah.
And there would have been a lot more backlash online of, like, they should have waited. They did that with Civil War. When they saw the trailer, like, there was no Spider-Man, but, like, the last 2 seconds of the trailer, Spider-Man came out, and everybody was, like, really hyped. But then they were like, man, I wish it would have been dope if they would have saved this for the movie. Which, honestly, it would have been way better. Like, you would have been like, holy shit, Spider-Man's in here? There was no clues or signs that he was going to be in here? Like, this is fucking dope. So I think... Getting that would be dope, but the movie don't come out till December, so there's a big chance there's gonna be another
Christmas.
Trailer.
So does it come out exactly on Christmas?
No, I think it's Fernando's birthday, 17.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So what? I guess her birthday's on a Thursday then.
Yeah. So the 18th day or whatever. Okay, Friday. Mm-hmm. So 17 or 18. But yeah, I think there'll be another trailer that comes out, and I think they'll show Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire for a little bit on one of those. They'll show or the Green Goblin. They'll give more before the movie actually comes out to the point where you'll kind of start to go like you can kind of piece. They fuck up every movie that way. You'll start to piece together shit.
I gotta look up the other Spider-Man. I can't put my
Tobey Maguire.
No,
or
no,
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
Oh. I haven't even seen the last Spider-Man movie.
The Andrew Garfield. Oh, the this one, Tom Holland one, or the Andrew
Garfield? The one that came out before this one out.
It was pretty good. I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good, but I don't think it, I think it's one of my least favorite ones.
Really? Well, I haven't even seen Captain Marvel. I haven't.
Oh, you don't need to see that one. I don't like that one. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, really?
It was a I went like opening night. I was so excited to see it. And then like I saw it and was like, so nobody go like, oh, he just doesn't like. No, I was pumped to see it. And the first like 20 minutes of the movie, 15 minutes was like really good. Like the way they started off, the way they made Captain Marvel. Like, I was like, this is fucking dope. Like I was really pumped to see this. And then after those 20 minutes, you were just like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is just bad. But the Spider-Man one, the first Spider-Man was pretty good. But again, it felt like a Marvel universe. It felt like Spider-Man in the Marvel universe. The second Spider-Man, I liked. I thought it was pretty cool because they had Mysterio in there and Spider-Man. Like, they were still pretty dope. But I was still kind of like, I don't really get the feeling of Spider-Man. It still felt like Spider-Man in the Marvel universe. Like, on the first Spider-Man, like, the Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, New York's like its own character. In Spider-Man, like you can tell, like Spider-Man's in New York. Like you can. There's two worlds: Tobey Maguire's and Andrew Garfield's world. There's two different Spider worlds, and you can really set them apart. But on this one, I just never got that. I've always just felt like he's just thrown in the Marvel universe, and so I've never really. And the second one made it worse because it takes place in fucking Italy, so there's no New York on the second one. So it even took it away more for me because I was kind of like, why is it in Italy? Like I don't need to see Spider-Man. I need to see him. In New York, in his element, like we've yet to really see that happening. And then you have all these like characters always like I don't mind all the characters coming in on part 3, like that's dope, but like I wished part two was a little bit more standalone-ish as well, because again, like, you kind of, he kind of relies on Iron Man's technology. Like, I don't know, they're just too much relying on Iron Man with Spider-Man on the MCU. But yeah, I haven't really felt like Spider-Man has been Spider-Man in the MCU yet. So hopefully this movie changes it. Like, hopefully this movie kind of sets him apart.
Yeah,
as his own Spider-Man. But again, you need New York for that shit. Like, I haven't really felt or seen that New York. It just felt like an MCU set. That's all it really felt like. But yeah, trailer looks dope. So all that for that.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for it. I knew the trailer was out, but actually, I didn't know that. Did I know the trailer was out? I don't
know. Javier even said it. I was watching the live again, and he says it like when we were live that day.
I didn't even listen.
The Spider-Man trailer. Like, you said it like two times, Javier.
Oh, Javier, sure. I'm sorry. I didn't even realize that you said it. Lyrical pointed out that day you left, because then he's like, Javier was saying it. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. And I was like, I don't even remember him saying that.
Yeah, he said it, I think, like at least two times.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Well, I'm sorry.
Ooh. Yeah, we did not. He was trying to get us to watch it.
I wish it would have been fucking dope to watch right there.
Well, we watched it today.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It was great. Great trailer.
He's great.
All right, let's jump into Donda.
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 Donda. Donda.
What is it?
Donda.
Donda? Or
Donda?
Donda.
I thought it was Donda.
Donda. No, yeah, it's Donda.
Donda, right? She only says it like 100 times in the first.
That's his mom's name. Remember. That's his mama's name. Said,
yeah.
Donda.
Donda. Donda, Donda, Donda.
Nice. I'm surprised Lyrical actually listened to it. Because right with the morning it came out, I woke up and then I forgot how I knew it came out. Like, oh, shit, it came out. So I texted Seuss because, you know, me and Seuss have been talking about it. And he was like, oh, shit. All right. Well, let's listen to it before he takes it off, because I could see that happening, him taking it off. Yeah. And
for real.
Yeah.
That's what I was scared of when you told me about it. I was like, this motherfucker's going to
take it out. Said yesterday or this morning that Universal put it out without his consent, which I don't believe that. I'm pretty sure he had something to do with it.
They were probably fed up with that shit.
It definitely, or they didn't want it to drop when. Well, we know now that Drake is dropping next Friday, and that's they said Drake's his release date has been set in stone for like months now, and I guess maybe Kanye got wind of that, so he released it a week before Drake's day. Mm. So that's what I'm thinking would happen.
I thought he was supposed to release it on the same day.
Same.
Mm.
That's what
that
I thought.
That was last week. So
I thought that was like the whole thing. Like, he wanted to kind of make it a competition. Yeah.
Well, we just found out that Drake was going to drop his shit like 2 days ago. Like, he put it out. Like, you know, supposedly he hacked SportsCenter, because on SportsCenter, they're like going through the intro of one of the shows and it says CLB September 3rd. And they're like, oh my gosh, Drake hacked ESPN, which he didn't hack it. That's fucking stupid. He probably just, you know, obviously he got with them to say put this out.
Yeah.
But when I saw that too, and this was like, today's Monday. This is probably like on Saturday or something when I found out, when the whole world found out about it. So, nah, I don't know. I just think Kanye dropped it. He wanted to drop it as close as he could to Drake. Drake's. Yeah. Even if it's not on the same day, it was a week behind.
So he found out, then they dropped it the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So, I don't know. They said it's doing real good. I don't know how much it's doing, how it's doing, but they said it's like he's broken so many.
I don't even know how they
shit.
Would like. How would they just streams?
Yeah, just streams. That's what they go off now.
Because people don't buy shit no more. They just
Everything is just streams now. And so I listened to it. I listened to some of that morning. I listened to some. I've been listening to just little bits and pieces because it's like 27 songs, which to me that is way too much for an album, in my opinion. So it's like almost like 2 hours long.
It's pretty long.
I think I looked up how long it is. It's like an hour and.
And he has like a
48, 50 minutes.
He has like
minutes.
A double CD, right? Shit. Technically? Because there's a two part. It's like two parts. Because he has like a second, like right after that. Like it's on the same
album.
Well,
he has.
Like,
yeah, he has some songs, and he has part two of the songs at the very end.
Yeah, that's what it
is. So it probably has like three part twos on there. And some of the part twos are kind of dope, actually. Mm-hmm. They have the locks on one of the songs.
I haven't made it there yet. I've been listening to like the whole, like the whole songs, and I'm like on track 13, I think.
Yeah, because for me, the album was so long. For me, it was like a podcast. Like, I can't listen to something for an hour and 48 minutes straight. I have to listen to it in pieces. Like, I'll listen to a few songs, then turn it off, and then later on, I'll go back to it and
because they're not. They all just kind of
I just it's just too much for me. I can't listen to that something for that long. But I mean, when I started the album, it wasn't bad. Obviously,
I should do that. What you do?
Yeah, I didn't like the intro. I mean, it was just kind of really. Just saying the mom, you know.
I felt like you have to rap on your intro.
No.
That's just how I feel. Like rappers should rap in their intro.
Yeah,
but that one was just like, I was like, what the hell?
It's just kind of like, here it is.
Here?
I'm Kanye. Yeah. Boom.
And I actually went into it like completely open. Like I was thinking, like, okay, well, maybe finally there's at least gonna be some badass beats. He's probably gonna be like rapping because he's like going at this competition with Drake or something. So he's probably like,
yeah,
like, oh yeah, he feels confident in his shit. And then it was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, it just, I don't know. Like, I was trying to be open to it, but then it was like, it doesn't even feel like it's his album. Like, it just feels like, no, because then there's other people that are starting the tracks, and then he's like on the last verse, and then it's like, well, what the hell? Like, I don't even know who these people are, but they all sound the same. And it's like auto-tune city on every fucking thing. So I don't even know when it's actually him rapping, or like, I don't know enough of these rappers to even know who it is, because like I'm driving listening to it, so I'm not like looking. Like,
they don't even have the name on there.
Yeah,
just,
they don't.
Just
oh, they don't.
No, it doesn't even have the name on it. That's like, it just says Kanye West and then the song name.
Yeah. See, so I don't even know who the fuck these people
say featured
are.
On it, yeah.
I can tell a few artists like off their voices. You know, The Weeknd, Cudi. I forgot who else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must not have made it to there yet.
I don't think so. The Weeknd's like the third one. And it's called Hurricane. Like the fourth song in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was in it.
Well, the thing about that song, I will say, is like, it's a really good song, but it gets ruined by the artist that's on there. I forgot who was on there.
Actually,
is it Lil Baby?
Yeah, Lil Baby.
I honestly didn't like it.
I don't even like the song, though.
I thought the song wasn't too bad. Honestly, I was kind of like, this isn't bad, but like, I'll be honest, Lil Baby to me ruined the song. And I'm not saying that, whatever, people can like the artist, whatever, but like, he was off beat like a motherfucker. I don't understand, like, how people can just be like, that's fine. Like, that's cool. Like, but the thing about
this,
that's
what he uses the auto-tune for. I don't think he can actually
get
on beat.
Who uses auto-tune?
Huh?
Who uses auto-tune?
Maybe someone. Lil Baby?
It seems like everybody on that.
Mostly everybody on there uses auto-tune.
Baby doesn't
use
auto-tune.
Except for the only one that was clear was Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's pretty good. I feel like every artist just kind of, I'll be honest, and this might not even be Lil Baby's fault. I feel like every artist sent a verse in, like sent Kanye a verse with the beat that Kanye first did, and then changed up the beat, like the tone and everything like that, and then just try to fit in those verses. Because there's I'll be honest, almost every artist that wasn't on the hook was off beat. Literally, go back and listen to them. Like, every artist was so...
That's
and
not
then
necessarily
it
true.
Got No, it, bro, it is. And it got to a point where I was like, there's no way that
And you
every
obviously didn't hear
artist,
the Griselda at the end or the Locks.
No, I said almost. I didn't say every artist. I said almost every artist.
I haven't even made it that far.
I didn't say every artist. Because there was some artists that I was like, okay. But I don't know.
And I need to listen to those songs because, I was like...
I can't tell who's
really let down. It was like, what the hell?
Some artists were, but then some artists, like I said, you had Griselda on there.
Most artists were definitely
like
Fabio Forn.
Like, I don't like that type of rapping. Like, I want to hear them, like, rap. Like, fill up all that space. Like, stop just... four words in each bar, and it's just like, that's lazy.
Well, you didn't like the Off the Grid song? That's probably one of my favorite songs on the album. It's the drill type beat. It's number four. So you
is that the one where they like repeat the word like a few times in the hook?
We off the grid.
Yeah,
I like that song a lot. And I even like 504 on that. I was never a fan of him, but I liked his verse on that one though. He was actually rapping on that one. And I understand that, but he was actually rapping though on that song. And Kanye was too. That's probably one of my favorite Kanye verse on the whole album, because he was actually rapping on that shit.
I have to go back and listen.
Yeah,
to
go
it.
Back. And listen
I remember it. The hook.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of like more like of a hype song. It's like a drill beat, like what Pop Smoke was on. But I like the number two. I think number two was the one with Jay-Z in there. A jail.
Yeah, I like that one.
Well, I forgot how the hook went. I was listening to it right before I got in here. But yeah, Jay-Z had Jay-Z did good. I hope that Jay-Z and Kanye, they reunite and make a Watch the Throne too.
Yeah,
because the first one was great.
He kind of hinted.
Yeah,
that he said it may be a return to Watch the Throne, and the beat was good too.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember which one it was that.
That was pretty good though. Like I actually did not like dislike the album. I disliked a lot of the features is what it was to me.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of songs that I was like,
there was too many features.
I wanted him to just fucking rap and then like make the beats, like just come out with some shit, you know, like something like to change it up. But it was like he was trying to fit in with what everybody else is doing.
I agree.
And it's like it just reminds, like I think we've talked about it, like those movies that load up the cast with all these like actors because there's not really much there of a movie, so they rely on that. And that's what it kind of seemed like. He's relying on those features to like make it hot.
I think a lot of rappers do that these days. Like, you know, the first few Game albums, I love the Game first of all, but his last few albums, he has nothing but features on the whole thing, and I hate that.
Yeah, I remember one of the
he
had controversy for one of the albums because he had a lot of features that people were like, "Why is he even featuring?"
I just hate when rap. I don't think people should do that. A few features is fine, but like on every song, there's somebody on there. Like, I hate that.
Yeah,
that just turns me off to
it. Leading your whole song, like. With like these songs, like it was almost like Kanye was just featured on some of these songs.
Yeah,
and he put together like a compilation because it was like, you're not on the hook, you're not on the first two verses, like you're just on the third verse. Like that's a feature.
I think there was more than like 10 features on this album. It was 10 or more. I know that for sure because I saw the feature list before. It was like more than 10, I think. And yeah, that's just way too many for me. But I think, yeah, it was, I don't know, dude. Like, and I like the album. I mean, it's a decent album, but, like, I felt like all the sound, not the sound, but the name of the songs almost sound the same because everything has, like, praise God in there, like, Lord for this. And I don't mind them rapping about that. Like, some of the songs are good, but they just,
Yeah, it seemed to be the theme of the album. Like, there's a lot of,
references.
He has way more than 10, bro.
But is that just... Are we talking producers too, or what?
No, these are just fucking artists, bro. He has a few producers actually. All right, he has Francis and the Lights, Jay-Z, Vory, Playboi Carti, Fivo.
That was on number four.
Lil Baby, The Weeknd, Baby Keem, Travis Scott, Lil Durk, Lil Yachty, Sunday Service Choir, Young Thug, Kid Cudi, Don Toliver, Ariana Grande, Tony Williams, Conway the Machine, K-C-Y-Y.
K-Cry.
No, that doesn't say cry. It says K-C, like C-Y-Y.
Oh,
K-C.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is.
All right, well, and then West Side Gun, J Electronica, Swiss Beats, Chris Brown, Pop Smoke.
Chris Brown didn't even make the cut.
Roddy Ricch, Cinchia, Ruga, The Lox. Like, that's everybody. That's a lot of, and that's out of 27 tracks. That, to me, is not... the way to do an album, like, I'll be honest, that's too many tracks and too many features, to be honest, on that album.
He also had DaBaby on there too, the other baby. He had him on the track.
I don't know who's who.
He had him on.
I can tell who's who for sure.
I didn't even know that was two people.
Who? Yeah, Lil Baby and
DaBaby. And Lil Baby.
First, DaBaby was taken off, and then, but I think I didn't like what he did though, because I know he just put the locks on there just because they came off. The day after they finished that Versus,
he called them
the
up.
Next day, like, they flew out there to wherever, in Atlanta, to wherever he's at.
Yeah, he was just, he's getting, piggybacking off of everybody.
Yeah, and then DaBaby, not Lil Baby, but DaBaby, he's the one who got kicked off all the all the festivals because he said some homophobic stuff, and then all the festivals started cutting them, like, okay, we can't have you involved with us. So, you know, that's why Kanye brought him into... You know, like to do the verse.
Yeah, because there's
he was in jail part two. So the first jail was with Jay-Z. Yeah. So the second, jail part two, same beat, everything is just DaBaby on there. Yeah. And he's kind of talking about what he's been going through these past few months with what's going on and shit, which is cool, which I'm glad. I mean, Kanye gave him a chance because everybody else has kind of been shutting him down.
But
like,
it just
somebody to give
you a chance.
But when
you're saying it that way, it kind of, to me, makes me feel like it's a rushed album because it's like, you're getting all these rappers last minute, all these artists last minute, making this last minute music, and then 2 weeks later releasing this out. Like, to me, that just feels like it doesn't even feel like an album that you actually created that you like.
Beats, to me, I don't know if
I'm gonna show you.
I just need to listen to it again, but there was only a few that I was like, all right, I like this beat. Yeah, but other than that, it was like there was nothing that even, like, I wouldn't even think those were Kanye beats. Like, it just,
and maybe it not just all felt of
like
a damn, either.
Like, trap album. Somebody, like, it just didn't.
Somebody pointed out one of the, like, about the beats, kind of, like, almost at a point of how, like, kind of lazy.
Yeah, it is. The whole album felt lazy to me. Because I wanted to hear him rap because he can rap.
Yeah.
Well, listen to number four. He was rapping on that shit. Riding that beat.
If I can find that.
But was he like rapping or doing like that trap style type?
Well, what's trap style?
Like that. No,
he was actually rapping. You listen to it. You tell me what you think. But he's actually rapping, though. I liked it.
Go ahead, y'all. I'm looking at that video.
So, I mean, it's it has a few songs. To me, there's probably about, how many skips do you think this CD, like, from which, what song are you on? Like, what number?
13.
Okay, well, you still got a while to go then.
Yeah.
To me, there's probably like 5 or 6 skips on there for me, like, just songs I do not want to hear at all. But then there's songs I could actually hear, like, you just, probably has like 5 or 6 skips to me, in my opinion.
There hasn't been one yet so far that, like, I want to go back and listen to. There's one to where I liked the beat, and it was like probably maybe 12 or something. I don't remember which one it was. It won't let me pull it up. But that one I liked the beat, but I didn't really care for like the way that he was going on it. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. I wanted. I guess I was expecting like
That him to just like
just rap. Like I wanted to hear him.
Yeah.
And see what he had to say and all that shit. But
yeah, the old Kanye from way back in the day, he's, you know, there's no more of that.
Yeah.
So people have to just admit that. Just like we have to admit the old Eminem was fucking done. Like, he ain't gonna same no more.
Same with Cuddy.
He can rap, album. But I don't think he can make like a record anymore like he used to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you slowly, after a while, like after you become a fan for so long, there gets to a point where you're like, the moment you realize, like, oh, like, I think this might be the point where, like, he shifts to a point where I don't really like Joe said, Eminem, like, a lot of, if you notice, like, you've been noticing Eminem shift for throughout each album, but, like, there's a point where people stop to, you know, they reach the album and they go, oh, this one's not for me at this point, and then they go, like, everything from here on out, it's different, like, it's not even M no more. This one, and for Kanye, it might have been when he did that gospel album, that Christian album.
Yeah,
those people who kind of were like, I'm done. Like, they didn't, it wasn't for them. And then this album could be one too, where they're all like, oh, this is Kanye. Like, this is the album that reassures them, like, okay, he's not going back to what we were waiting for. Because I remember people, when Cudi dropped the Indica, people were like, I want the old Cudi. I want Cudi rapping. I'm like, that's not coming back. Like Cudi, like, being a rapper, like, what he was, like that. And then the albums kept progressing to very, I was like, this isn't going back. And then it got to a point where I was like, oh, from here, like, I'm not a fan of this new version of Kid Cudi no more. And, like, I still have hope he'll go back to kind of the music that I like. But if not, then fuck it. I feel like Kanye might be at that stage where people kind of go, like, this is the point where they continue being, like, a Kanye fan. They realize, like, oh, he's not going to be that Kanye we want. He's kind of growing whether you like it or not.
Yeah. What'd you say? Makes true. Makes sense.
Makes true.
Yeah. It makes true.
Makes true, it man. Makes,
but, like, overall, what did you think?
Of the album, it's not that good. I don't think it was that good. I just, I didn't mind with the song. I know, like, the album was pretty much dedicated to his mom because it's called Donda, so I'm guessing it's dedicated. And a lot of it had, you know, like I said, a lot of the name of the songs are about God, which I don't mind that at all. Just the songs didn't appeal to me that much, though.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mind what he was doing, or like when he was rapping, I didn't mind that. But it just didn't appeal to me that much, though. Like, I wasn't really feeling it. Like, there was a few songs. There's some songs on there. There's some features. Even though it has so many features, there's some features that I did like. Well, yeah, it just really didn't appeal to me. Just like I said, there's a few songs that, like, I'll save so I don't have to go back to the album. I'll just save it so I just go straight to my favorites. But other than that, though, yeah, I won't.
Yeah.
I may listen to it, like, one more time. And after that, I probably won't listen to it again.
I only have like 4 or 5 songs that I liked on there. I mean, I personally didn't think it was a bad album. I thought there was a really good, like, concept behind it. I thought there was really good potential behind it. Like, I definitely think that there's, like you said, like, there's a lot of features, there's a lot of songs, but I think the fact that it was made for his mom, Donda, like, if you were to take, like, 10 to 15 songs out of there. I think you could pick like really good 10 to 15 songs and make an actual album out of that. And like the other songs should have been songs that should have been vaulted just in the vault or released like as singles or whatever like that. And those there could have been a good, if you would have like 10 to 15 of those songs on there that were really like just hit and it was just Kanye and like maybe two or three features, like it definitely would have been like what people would have wanted.
And he kept postponing it too. So I think maybe if he would have dropped it when he was supposed to drop it like last month, yeah, I think people would have kind of been more
open about it.
Yeah, open about it. And then you make us wait this long for this shit. Like,
yeah, because Cudi said that too. Cudi said that that when he heard it, he's like, damn, I didn't get to be on it. And I was like, damn, that sucks, but I'm happy for him. And he goes, and that same day, Kanye hit me up and made it happen. I'm on the album now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like,
yeah, he was on
that's
Moon.
That's dope, but yeah, like also like what the fuck? Like I wish there was, like you said, like, it was planned. Like it, I wish it would have felt planned. Like I'm not saying that Drake's not doing final touches to it, to his album, but I definitely think that like his like main thing is out. He's just the final things, cleaning up and editing here, doing. Yeah,
but
this
Drake,
and that.
But the only difference between Drake is Drake and Kanye is Kanye's actually a producer, so he's having to work on beats too. And his lyrics.
Well, I'm not saying. I'm not comparing like him being like the artist as far as like the producing and everything. I'm not saying that Kanye doesn't have a lot more work behind him because he's producing and all that. But like, I think as far as the way like the timing is of the way you're dropping the album, like you're getting all these last features, all these last songs within the month, and jamming them all in, and then making a 27 track thing. That to me is just kind of like . And then you can hear it on the album. Like you can hear how rushed it is, some of it. You can hear like some people are calling them out. People are making videos saying like this beat seemed like this part needed to be over here. Like it felt like it, like they added this track at the end of the song and yada yada yada. And like so, and I'm not saying that Drake probably I'm not defending Drake whatsoever because I'm not the biggest Drake fan at all. But it definitely does feel more like at the way it's being shown is that he's kind of taking his time more and kind of like just cleaning it up like every artist should do, not going like all right, like let's get these 8 features and then we drop it in 2 days. Like that's, come on.
All I'm saying is that Drake album better be good because we need something after what
I have
just dropped.
Low expectations.
He
for that
better
fuck
it. Did you see the cover art? I think that's the real cover art. Is it just emojis of the pregnant woman?
No, let me see.
Like of a, it's the apple emoji of the pregnant woman. Hmm. And it just has them in different colors.
I haven't seen it, but I know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, that cover
about.
Art is, it's pretty that's whack. So I hope he comes.
Lover Boy?
Yeah.
Wait, is this the album
cover?
Yeah,
that's it right there, yeah.
That's the album cover?
Well, that was the cover art that came out today.
That's ugly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, what? But it better be good, though. That shit better be hot fire.
Oh, everybody just seems so fucking lazy now.
This seems like a better cover if you would have went with that. And I don't even. I mean, obviously, if it would have cleaned up better, because that's what popped up for the song. Like,
yeah, that looks whack too.
That's what I'm saying.
Both of them are ugly.
But it would have been better than the emojis. Like, there's no like he just did.
I'm
it
sure
himself.
It'll be something different. Yeah. There's we'll no see. Way that can be it.
So yeah, he drops next Friday. It's so hopefully
Friday.
He sticks to that.
It
fucking
actually,
date.
Yeah, it comes out in a few days. Well,
yeah, this Friday. So hopefully podcast. He fucking sticks to that.
This
damn
Friday.
Date.
Yeah.
Oh. Or Thursday night. So yeah,
I'm, to work on
I'm excited for it. Actually, after hearing this, I'm like, okay, I need something else now.
What if it's worse?
Oh God, I don't know then.
I don't know how it could be though. And it's like I don't like y'all know how I feel about Drake, but I feel like his is probably gonna be better than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going now that I'm going and comparing this to Kanye's, like, I agree with Lyrical. I'm kind of like, I don't see how it could be bad.
Yeah.
Like. For real, like, doesn't matter. Like, I just don't see how it could be bad. Like, and that might be a win for Drake at gaining some fans because I'm going to go and go on. Like, I mean, Kanye's was like, again, like, I feel like, you know, it was all right. So we'll see.
Yeah, either way, I mean, Drake like fans it. Are going to back him up, and then Kanye fans are going to back him up. Nobody's going to switch sides all of a sudden based off of whatever they're about to put out. And damn sure not based off of what Kanye put out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so. That just was, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't want to compare them like that, but yeah. But again though, I do agree. I couldn't do a repeat. So when you were like, I'm gonna listen to it twice, like as like halfway through, I was like, there's no way I listen to this shit twice. No. Like, so I picked the songs that I actually liked to put on my playlist that I can actually list, go back and it was only like 5 or 6 out of 27
yeah,
tracks.
I haven't hit one of those yet.
But there was a but there's a few more songs that I actually think are really good. Like Joe was saying, like some of the ones that are gospel songs.
You have to hear
that were dope.
Like good.
See, and I'm not really into that anyway. So those really don't hit with me. And maybe that's another thing that adds to it. So I'm not that's not a something that I'm into.
And it felt like you said, like it felt like a compilation of Kanye's because there's so many mixes of like gospel music and then rap music and then R&B and I'm not saying you can't do that on an album. You definitely can, but there has to be a direction you're going with it. And right here, it just felt like it was like bam, 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 like zigzagging everywhere. Like there was no direction, but just throwing tracks in there. Like I got 27 tracks. I'm just gonna throw all of them there. And it's like, well, maybe sometimes you gotta just pull.
It felt like a bunch of songs that he probably just couldn't finish. So that's why he has like it's probably a bunch of shit from the vault that he's just had sitting in there for a long time, and then just like, oh well, let's just
maybe
fill this bitch up with features.
It felt like a
to
different
fill
albums.
In all the blanks.
Yeah,
but yeah, it just I don't know. It just it felt lazy, like the beats weren't even that impressive, and yeah, there was nothing that just stood out. Like oh shit, like that
it
was
started off strong for me after the intro. It started off pretty strong. Like with Jay-Z and then like the next two songs, even with Hurricane, like I said, I didn't like the feature on there besides The Weeknd, but I was still
See, and I didn't even know that was The Weeknd.
Yeah, it was.
It was just like everything is so fucking auto-tuned, and
that
I don't
was the
know. Like,
yeah, that one was pretty like.
Yeah, if that y'all didn't tell me, then I wouldn't have known that that's who that was. Like, I just, like, I was more like listening, like, where the fuck is Kanye? Yeah. Which one is he? Because, like, he's using the damn auto-tune and he's rapping the way that the other guys are. Like, I was just thinking, like, oh, like, where the fuck is he? Which one is he? And then, he has, like, a little verse at the end, and then the song's over. And it's like, what the fuck? Like,
no, yeah, I completely feel on that. I felt the same way. I definitely felt that Kanye was definitely not on there as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the least rapping on that whole damn album.
Yeah. It just felt like I said, a lot of albums in one. Different types of albums in one.
You know what we should do? Mm. If we do listen to the Drake album, we should call Fed next week and ask her what she thinks of it.
Oh,
I think we owe that to her.
Yeah.
Because her being such a fan.
Or ask her to compare the two. The only reason why I listened to the Kanye album is because you had sent that in the group text.
Yeah.
So that's why I put it on today. But other than that.
We got to get her both reviews. Her review as a fan and her review as, like, the general public. You know? Like, because she could see it as, like, I can see people not liking, you know, this. Because I'd say same thing with, you know, Zack Snyder. You know, I'd see people loving and not loving Justice League. Yeah. But I can see why. And so hopefully she gives us an intake on both.
Yeah,
we know she's going to love it regardless. Huh? I can let you know that right now.
I don't know. You think so? Because 100%. There was some stuff that came out not too long ago, and we asked when we were on the podcast.
Oh, she wasn't a fan of it?
Yeah, she was like, I'm not that. Well, I wasn't liking it.
Maybe Drake heard the podcast on TikTok. I heard from the saying he was like, let's change it up.
Make those adjustments.
Yeah, let's make those adjustments.
Postpone this shit.
Yeah. So we should definitely call her to get her view on it. I think so. So give her a call.
Yeah.
Let her know before.
We'll let her know.
Let her know before and see what she thinks.
She'll like
but
it.
Yeah, so
she's gonna love that.
I did like the Bliss and Esso album that I told y'all about.
Who the hell is that?
That one was good.
Who's Bliss and Esso?
I've sent you some of the songs and you liked them. And you too. You liked.
You think you really listened?
They're
to
the them. Australian. They're from Australia. You even commented on what you liked about it.
Okay, mate.
Listen to
what you probably.
It's probably
that's
ago.
All they say.
Mm-hmm. I just played it. I like this more part right here, and then I wrote a comment.
Cheers, mate.
Nah, yeah, I'd have to listen to them again. I didn't get a chance to.
But yeah, they're good. Their album was pretty good. There was a few that I didn't really care for. Brother Ali put out, it's kind of an album, but it's more of just like verses. Mm-hmm. And it's just, even those were like, damn, this is pretty fucking good. But it would just be like one verse. So each song was like a minute or like a little bit over a minute long. And he's more like leading up to an album that's coming. So he just kind of threw this out there.
Okay.
So this is more of like a mixtape type, but.
And who was it, Brother Ali?
Mm-hmm.
He has that. I don't listen to him really at all. Only song I've really listened to him was that one you sent me. What was it?
Baby Girl.
No, that song right there. Everything about that song, the production on there, listen, you should check it out.
I saw Brother Ali live when
that
we were
fucking song. He has my favorite, like one of my favorite quotes that I love to fucking, am I always like keep in my head. he was like, you have to deal with your demons before they deal with you. Shit fucking, oh, that shit gave me the chills when I heard that with the beat, the way it sounds too.
Yeah.
That's such a great song right there. Like, does he have more music like shit. That?
He's a Muslim, mm-hmm. and he's like, he talks about it a lot in his music. So he's like a really like peaceful person, but he also has like fucking bars to where it's like, damn, man, I forgot that he can still do this. And that's what, like, a lot of this album, like, he's just, like, rapping. Mm-hmm. But he also has, like, a bunch of deep shit where he's telling stories, like, that baby girl. And Tightrope is another good one. He tells three different stories. And
did you hear? Oh, sorry. Go, sorry.
Which one?
Well, that, did you watch the SPM interview?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, did you hear what SPM was saying when he's talking about storytelling and all that?
Yeah.
About what he was saying that he doesn't really feel like. He felt like he was the best at storytelling, the way he could do it.
He did get a little carried away on some parts, but it was like, all right, I guess you have to feel that way as a rapper. Like, you know, like, you remember, like, back then whenever you're, like, really, like, writing, you're really into it. Like, you're just, like, thinking, like, ah, that dude's whack. I could wreck him. I could wreck. You know, like, it's always that. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, I mean, I still, like, whenever somebody comes out and then, like, everybody, especially whenever somebody hypes somebody up, it's like, I could wreck this shit out
bro,
of
bro, I love people hype people up. And then you hear them, you're like, get the fuck out of here.
And then, like, yeah, that's what, I mean, still, that's something that will inspire me every once in a while to write a verse. And then it's just like, man, I could wreck the shit out of that dude. That dude ain't doing nothing. Like, that shit, like, I could break down what he did to write that verse or that song. And that's I look at it, like, whenever I say, like, Kanye shit was lazy, like, I feel like, dude, I could write some better shit than that. And I'm not even doing this all day every day. Like, this isn't my career.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that he's capable of more than that. That's why it's like, man, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're moving backwards in the rap game. I feel like we're going from, like, the crawling mode where all these, like, people were into music that the rap, like, the actual lyrics did not matter whatsoever. And, like, slowly it became to the point where the people were mumbling and you were okay with that. And to the point where people were saying gibberish, like, shit that you didn't care. And people were like, this is fire. Like, he said, no, like, bro, people, you know, like, and now we're at a point where people are, like, getting back into the lyricist type of thing. But the thing about it is we're so back right now that, like, everybody who's coming out that's a quote unquote like lyricist, that people go like, bro, this fool has bars, you hear him and you're like, I mean, you guys are on step one, bro. Like, if you were to hear these rappers, like, you know, I've heard Brother Ali, but I can't really quote you anything. Like, I've seen him live, like I said, but, like, Brother Ali, even Atmosphere, what's his name on Atmosphere,
Slug.
I mean, shit, any of these rappers, bro, any of these, if they actually came out, people actually went to listen to them, they'd be like, oh shit, like, there's a whole different fucking level to these lyricists. Like, this is what we're getting shown on TV. I mean, on TV, on YouTube, compared to these actual bar for bar for bar. Like, people love to talk about how, like, bro, this fool will slaughter you. And I'm just like, and you hear it and I'm like, that's not bad, but I'm like, it's not good either. Like, it's not good enough for you to tell me that this fool can knock someone out. He's saying something like, you know, I'm gonna shoot you down the street and then boom, you're done. Like, my boys, like, I'm just kind of like, I mean, anybody can say that. You know, anybody, like, I need some, like, fucking wordplay that I'm just gonna, like, holy shit. I think that's what gets me
is, like, if you presented it and just said, like, hey, this album's kind of fun, then it's like, okay, well, cool. Yeah. I can enjoy it because then it's just like, okay, you know, it's just something to listen to. But whenever somebody's like, this is the best shit ever, this dude, ain't nobody fucking with this guy, then that's whenever it's like, come on, dude. All like, right. Based on what, though?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't get is, like, how much are you listening to that you're basing that on? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It just goes back to that GOAT shit, and I'm sure people are going to throw it around on Kanye now because he recently did something.
They throw GOAT on everything.
Yeah, and then it's just like, oh, this is the greatest thing. And it's like, but based off of what? Like, what are you listening to that this is the greatest shit that you've heard?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people releasing music, good shit, but it's just like, obviously, you don't dig around or look for anything else. Yeah. You're just, whatever the radio feeds you is what they all, mean. Yeah, like, you're so fucking.
Well, that's what it was. Now it's kind of like whatever the hypest TikTok song is, that's what the new radio play is like, is now. Because all those songs are popping. Dude, I have a good
I actually like that Beggin' song.
Which
like
one?
That Beggin' song. It's got like a fast pace, and the guy has like a really raspy voice.
I have to listen to it again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a. I've heard it on TikTok, and that was like the only song that I've ever been like, what song is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's some
like,
remixes on TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. TikTok.
There's some remixes, and then you go and look at it on YouTube, and it's like, oh, the TikTok song. Which, you know, not, they're not bad.
Beggin'?
We'll yeah. talk about that SPM interview later, because there's a lot more I want to get
right
into
here?
That.
Oh, hold on. Well, before I play it though, we should listen to each other's favorite albums. Not the best album, not the album that you're like, this is the best, but like I would love to listen to like your favorite album that you go like, this is my favorite. And same with yours, like give
but
me like
we
your favorite.
But I think we would probably already know what like.
No, but I'm not saying that. No, but like, listen. Well, you probably listen to mine. For
yeah,
because sure.
you know, like I think, like yeah. I said, we've known each other for so long, and we know what kind of music we like. I think we might have already listened to the album. I'm down with.
Well,
doing
like, what's
that.
The album? Like, give me your favorite album.
Oh, my favorite. Well, shit.
Before let me. Is this song?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Oh, that. Here, sorry.
Oh, okay. I know the original song.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, see, that's what I like about, you know, like on TikTok, they have original songs and they have throw like a remix on there.
Yeah.
Like, I like that Watermelon Sugar High. Is that the song? I wanna dun 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 dun. You know what I'm talking about?
That's,
But then, you know what I'm talking about, right?
What's his name?
But somebody made a remix, though.
I don't know.
And it was a TikTok song,
I'd
though.
I'd have to re-listen to it.
Watermelon Sugar High.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then,
dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun.
I know what you're talking about.
I like that. I like when that other person came in and started. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But I thought about, like, putting together, like, a mix. Because I don't know. There's sometimes to where, like, if I just say, listen to this album, then there's some songs on there that I don't even like.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's like, I don't want y'all to judge this artist based off of just that, but I want you to hear certain songs off of that, and then you'll kind of get what I see in it.
Okay, well then, why don't we do this then? Your favorite artist, and then we'll give the top 10.
Like make a playlist.
Like, yeah, top 10, mm-hmm. top 15 songs that you go like, this is like my favorite shit from this artist. Like this is kind of like why I think this is my favorite artist and shit like that. And that way you kind of have a, I mean, you probably heard most of mine anyways, but I like to know who your favorite artist is.
But there's just so many categories.
And same with, I don't even know who your favorite artist is now.
I don't know. Listen,
well, just
to
give
so
me an artist
shit.
That for you, you're just like, this is
look,
this is me. That's the way Cuddy is to me.
Oh, I was going to, actually, this was for him. You know Joe Budden? He said he battled Idea a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was listening to an old.
Deny it. Because, yeah, they used to do that shit all the damn time.
He was naming. It was an old Joe Budden podcast I was listening to. Because the only way I listen to, like, a new Joe Budden podcast now is, like, if he's talking music. Because I want to hear what he has to say about music. But other than that, I don't listen to it that much anymore. But I was listening to an old episode, and he was naming, like, battle artists and shit. Mm-hmm. And he was saying probably, he's not here right now, but probably one of the toughest opponents I ever faced was, and he named Idea. And I was like, oh, shit, I had no clue that he actually battled him.
Yeah,
that they battled
that dude was able to just freestyle. Yeah. And it was fucking crazy. And he was like really like, he just seemed like one of those like brilliant people. Like not just like book smart, but like during interviews, like he's just like going off on shit. And he's like, damn, dude, how do you even think that
he
way?
Has
like
a it's little just, bit of everything.
Yeah. But yeah, he was
it's the way you present
another
yourself,
good one.
You know? Yeah, I have no idea.
But yeah, I don't know what, like who, like I would say is like my favorite rapper. I mean, it would probably be somebody from Rhymesayers, like like Aesop Rock. Y'all probably don't listen to him, and he's not really for everybody. Like he's not somebody that you're gonna listen to and get what the fuck he's talking about right off the bat. Like he's like real fucking.
Yeah.
Complex.
Yeah, you and it could be any song. It doesn't have to be like, oh, the hardest. I'm talking about like the songs that you go, this is my favorite song. It's like,
yeah.
Not the hardest.
Yeah, like
bars.
If it has like a message in it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like,
yeah, and that's what I like about Atmosphere is he touches on a lot of shit. Like most of his, he's not talking as himself. Mm. He's like playing a character in a bunch of these songs and like telling stories and like doing like different point of views. It's not like him rapping about
that's
him.
That's a big skill right there.
Yeah.
And that probably speaks back to the SPM interview, too, where they was talking about. See, I don't want to get into it because we're at 1:07. So we probably got like 3 minutes left. We do 1:10.
Yeah, let's go.
But so, yeah. Well, I don't know. We're, yeah, we can do that though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And then what we can do is we can even post them on the on our thing to put our favorites so people can go listen to our, you know, our song list and
track playlist.
Yeah, our playlist. Yeah. And we'll make a playlist on you have Spotify? I have Spotify. You have Spotify?
Because there's just right. so many. Because then, like, I'll get in, like, okay, these are, like, for bars. These are for, like, hardcore street shit. This is for just, like, depressing shit. Yeah. This is storytelling. This is, you know, like,
when it goes to that, like, I go to different artists now. Now I'm going to, like, so many different artists. Because then I have music that I have different artists who I listen to for different reasons. Like,
yeah.
Different feelings or moods I'm in. Like,
exactly.
See, and I think you need that. Like, yeah. because then if you're just listening to certain people, then you don't really have that outlet to, like, mm-hmm. listen to it and feel that and sit in those feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you just want to hear something. Like, you're feeling that way. And then, like, I got all these different genres. Like, most of the time it's not even rap.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll just go listen to all this other shit. And then it's like, all right, yeah, this is how I feel. I just kind of want to sit in it for a little bit, and then I'm over it.
Same. I know exactly what you mean. I do the same
shit. I like
that. All right, well, let's wrap it up then. So we've gone. We can go forever on this shit.
Yeah, I got to go, too.
you're still on call there, Coleman, for you?
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, any final things you guys want to say before we go?
No, I don't have anything to say. Everybody, have a good Wednesday.
Well, for Billy.
Oh, shit.
Billy.
We didn't get to touch on his question, so we'll
have
to,
oh,
fuck. We'll have to put his question off till next week.
See, that's his fault, Bill, not mine.
We'll
don't get mad at me.
Yeah, we just went off into all kinds of other shit. But Billy, being a Marine, like, wanted to give a shout. I'm sure if he was here, he wants to give a shout out to the 12 Marines and one Navy member that passed away in the suicide bombing in Afghanistan. So,
yeah.
Per his wishes.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
Condolence to them.
Prayers to their family. And, you know.
Yeah. It sucks. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for that. And, you know, God bless their family, and really hope that the family's able to get whatever help they needed to get through that. And so shout out to the families and, you know,
everybody affected by
amen
it.
Amen to them. So yeah, from Billiam, guys. Yeah.
And he actually had a good question too.
Yeah, that was a really good question.
Write the question in the group chat so we can all get it and
you answer.
You
need
ass
or vagina? That's next week. We'll get to that.
But yeah, that was a good question. We just didn't.
Yeah, we didn't get to it.
Time
did
right
you hear
out.
The question yet or not?
Yeah, he told me whenever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to.
Great question,
week.
Bill. Just couldn't get to it.
It is what
we'll
is
let you guys know what the
color.
Question is next week.
Yeah. And it wasn't my fault.
But all right. Well, yeah. Besides that, follow us, like us, subscribe.
Yes, follow, like, subscribe.
Make sure you guys listen and everything.
follow, like, and subscribe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hit that like button.
Hit that like button.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, follow us everywhere on TFTI Podcast, everywhere, you guys. And make sure you share and let everybody know about us. And yeah.
Peace out.
But other than that, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. And thanks for
accepting our invitation.